Blog Talk Radio.
Well, excuse me. Good evening and welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. It's Neurolinguistic Innovation. And tonight, we're going to talk about whenever there's a meeting or there's a group of people, it seems like to me there's always one person that catches the brunt of the challenges of the group. And I always used to think they always picked on the one they thought was the weakest, but that is not true. They always pick on the one they fear. And they always pick on the one, or not really pick, but they always point out the one that has the courage to step up and accept responsibility for their action. And I've really noticed this over the last, all my life. You know, there's always one person that's willing to sit there and say and tell somebody the truth and look a boss or somebody in the eye, and they're always the one that gets in trouble. And that's the one the boss fears because they fear they can take their job. I really have expanded into understanding that it doesn't take a lot for people to figure out the one they distrust the most. It ain't the distrust. That's the wrong, I misspoke. The one they feel that can take their livelihood away. Because when you can look somebody in the eye and tell them what's going on, you can really expand your life. And it's really about letting go of thinking you're the weakest link in the situation when you're actually the most open to expand, and you're actually vulnerable to really be the one who moves the whole thing forward. A lot of people would rather blame somebody than say they didn't understand. But what really, really happens in this situation is people get afraid of people that are honest and straightforward. And if you really pay attention, bosses really hide behind the ones that talk. And they really do. And, I mean, they stay right behind the ones that talk. And the loudest ones usually are the ones they listen to. But it's usually the ones that are quiet are the silent leaders. And the people that talk a lot are really the ones afraid of the people, and that's why they point out to what's going on and what everything is happening in the life. But they really, really step away from the ones that have the power in their life. People step away from power because the people that are really, that have some power, they don't have to do anything. And they don't have to step back. They can actually keep going forward. And they're usually the people that are real willing to communicate and listen are the people that people fear in their daily adventures. And that is what happens a lot of times. When we're having a challenge with something or there's a group meeting or something, people really, really step back and talk about it, and they really like to ridicule and point out what the other person does, but they're really afraid, and they take, and a lot of times the people that are the loud and the most talkative are the ones that steal the other person's ideas. And that's where the world is today. We're listening to a lot of squawk and talk, but we're not listening to much walk and talk. And that's what the world is. We're really it really bogs us down, because once we get intimidated at a young age, and this intimidation goes back clear to childhood, and that's what really where we balk. And that's really what we really balk down, because once you've been ridiculed and things happen, and you know, usually that one is never the most popular. I understand that. And that is what we really balk on in life. And a lot of people want to take other people's ideas and see what they can do with them and take credit for it themselves. And that's what happens in life, is people are always looking for somebody else to steal their stuff from. And that isn't kind of, but usually people that aren't afraid of life and they're kind of vulnerable to life, they're not afraid to tell their ideas. And that's what gets people with a little bit of moxie in trouble. And when you present an idea from way off the cuff, people really, really balk down and things like that. And that is what we do in life, because people that are usually innovative people that are kind of quiet off to the side, or they present an idea and they're not really afraid to present it, but they really see what other people are doing and how it works. And that's what people back down from, because they don't understand it. And see, we've been in this society, and the way life is, especially coming up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, they like to dummy that person down because they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And that is what happens in life. People want to stay in their comfort zone because their comfort zone is not really the failure zone. It's a complacent zone. And that's where people really want to stay, is in their complacent zone. And people do stay in the complacent zone. And that's something I've really noticed in all my life. People really stay in their comfort zone. Because when you choose to get out of it, it's uncomfortable. And you really have to open your eyes to an inner curiosity to unleash everything in your life that really wants to move you forward. And how it does it without getting all caught up in whatever happens. And see what really you have to have your eyes open and see when. And today, people are more open to stealing other people's ideas, and more than any time in history, because it's easier to. We have this premonition that as long as it's for me, it's all good. And that's what we live today, is we're always looking for the free hand or something that's easy and quick, because people don't really want to go through the inner journey. and they don't really want to let go of everything we've been taught. And so we stay in the same mundane mindset as we always have, because we don't want to step out into the world without moving something forward. And that is what happened when we really are afraid to look at life as an adventure. We look at it as something that we have to go through, rather than something to really open our eyes and really let go of what we don't know and what we can't have in our life. And as we really let go and move ourselves forward, we open out something else. But it's letting go of thinking you're inferior when you're in a group meeting and they single you out for not having an idea. And usually the idea that's presented, you told somebody else at the water cooler. This is something that people such as me, I'm willing to share ideas. But I've had a lot of ideas stolen and things like that, and people take credit for it. Then they say, well, yeah, oh, yeah, right, you thought of that. Well, that's that really bogs everybody down when that happens, because it steals your dreams, because you don't want to play anymore, because you're afraid of what people will say and how people will do it, and what will do it, and how it'll go. And when you look at the world today, if you have an idea that is out of the mainstream and out of the college-educated, medicated world, things is not going to go anywhere but where you think it shouldn't go. That's where we really are set up in shop right now, because people want to stay inside that comfort zone. And when they was young, there was some ridicule that happened in their life, and they really took offense to it. And it was really a deep hurt, but nobody wanted to listen. So rather than say what was wrong or what was bothering you, you just clammed up and covered it up. And it became easier for you to cover everything up as you went rather than step forward into a new deal. And when you really open that up to look at it, it moves you forward. And you can even look at the coaching in the spiritual world today. They stay within a certain mindset, so they stay in their comfort zone rather than in a new zone and open up to new ways of experience in life. And as we go forward, how have you been the person with ideas and they let somebody else spoke up and they said it was their idea? And how has that really been injected into your life? And what happens when you see somebody engaging in an idea you say, and then everybody don't really take, they don't see it as well as you do. And they're really afraid to say what happened. And really they step back and let go of everything. And then you become timid and you'd rather tell somebody your idea than take credit for your idea. Is this opening your eyes to something that happens in your life? And as we move forward here in our life and we really look at it, it really becomes a new way to experience life. And we really stop being involved in our own life because it's painful when you see what happens and how people do it and having to stand up there and just do what you're supposed to do, and that express your ideas. And you always think, well, they'll give me credit for it, but yet they don't. And as we walk through life, it becomes, we become really fearful to step forward and say what is bothering us or how this is working or expanding us. Because when you start to expand, you're really in the middle of letting go of everything. And what is it you're most afraid of in life? And what are you afraid to let go of because it's a whole new world out there and it might be brighter and bolder than the one you're living? And as we look at life today, where do you think we're stuck? We're really stuck in the same place because we're afraid to move forward. Because that's a whole different premonition in being free on the inside and being uninhibited as you do things. And what about your own life do you really fear engaging in? And so you can use this as a cover-up and you fall back onto it as a excuse to escape from living your dreams. And that's what human beings are good for. We're really good at hiding from our dreams. And we do it. We do it all the time. And we don't even have any remorse doing it because it gives us an excuse to fail. And that's where we try to stay. Is where we try to fail. And as we do this, we really fall back. And as we've fallen back, it's easier to keep falling back because once you have to stop it, you have to stand up to those you've let walk all over you. And whoever says that hasn't happened to them is very egotistically arrogant. So when you're really out there and really trying to do something and it's really opening you up into a new way of living, what is it that you step back on and really, really fall down on and step back and are afraid to live and experience something with a new gusto? Or is it easier just for you to stay status quo and think as long as you don't kick the bear, it won't bite you, and the bear has been biting us for years, and we don't even understand that? And that is where the challenges lie today. We have a whole new realm of prosperity ready to flow to us, but too many people are stuck in the old ways and afraid of the new ways to expand their life. We can say we're not. We can say this and we can say that, but deep down, we're still really afraid of everything in our life. Because to let go is to really step out and see your talent. When people ridicule a lot of people, it's because they are disgusted at themselves or they don't feel adequate. Egotistically, they do, but we're talking about a spiritual world where people have a more prominent way to look at life and a better way to experience life. But as we move forward through the situation, what are you afraid to unmask so you can grasp your sire desires? See, we all wear masks. I don't care from who they are, they wear masks. And as the mask becomes bigger and bolder, people stay the same, but people find out if they can wear a mask, and people become intimidated by the mask. They keep wearing the mask. And that's what the egotistical arrogance is people is a mask. And you've got to have an innovative ego, which is your savant ego. You've got to have some clash. You've got to have some glassy, clashy stuff going on in your life. Because that's what really expands you, because it gives you maybe a false sense of courage or maybe even a real sense of courage. I really, that's up to you. But if you look at the world today, especially in the way we view the world, things really become messed up and disorganized because we look at everybody in life as either smarter than us, or dumber than us. And there's no such thing as dumb people. They're on their own special journey. But we like to say bad things because it soothes our ego and makes us feel better. And as we're feeling better, that opens us up to a long ways to go ahead. And, you know, we deal in a world of immaturity, insecurity, within the leadership of the world, because all they know is what's in a college book, in a political science book, and what their 527 contributors tell them. And that's okay, because it's really going to open us up, the people up, to a better way to experience life. It's the world is begging for new innovation. And I am not so sure there's going to be moon travel, but right now we're stuck in the muck of the same stuff. And we got the 2012, December 21st, the world is, well, things as we know it are going to do what they do. But here, we can't pull the blanket over and hide and run. We have to engage it with each other because we've become a non-communicative society and we're afraid to talk to each other. And that is a true statement. We don't want to talk to each other because we might learn something and find out that the other person isn't what you think it is, who the him or her is. And that is really the absolute truth of everything we do. And with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching and Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio and Common Sense Politically Incorrect and another thing I have in the works, my intention is to expand people out of this by letting them see their own inner talent. And people have a lot of talent. it's so enormous in the world. The people on earth today are here because of their innovative spiritual talent. And that's the reason we're here. We're not here to drive up and down the highway, be caught in stuff. We're actually here to do things, expand things. But we're here to communicate ideas with each other. But doing it is a whole new world because it's about letting go of everything in the world. Excuse me. And as we go through this, start seeing how you were singled out. And it wasn't ever because, and then somebody finagled your idea in a different way to be the person. Because everybody has a talent. And in the talent you encompass is so immense, but it's just not unmasked to grasp. You have the boldness to block your talk rather than blocking a squawk. And that's what they call politicians. They're blocking and squawking for campaign contributions. We become, if you can't, I won't do it for you because I like you. I'll do it for you because you give me money. And see, that becomes a falsified situation. And it really, really wreaks havoc with the people and things like that. But as you open your eyes to see what is going on in your life, things are going to go good and be who they are. And as I look at the world today, this country is under pressure. But that's when the American people have responded and the people of the world respond under pressure better than any other way in their life. And the pressure we're feeling is our own, the pressure comes from our own unwillingness to see our wisdom and to move ourselves forward. It's our convenience and our easy life that has got us complacent. And we've lost our way because we have become complacent in every way and done everything. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching is about, is expanding the people into new paradigms. And as you move into the new paradigm, it's about opening your eyes to see your inner wise. Really race forward in a new, bold way. And just because somebody singled you out, they didn't single you out because you didn't know nothing. They singled you out because they subconsciously they fear you. And that's a true statement, because once somebody expresses their true power and omnipotence, that's your all-powerful and unconquerable self, they really realize and you really open up their fears. And my website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And I have just signed a publishing contract with Freedom of Speech Publishing. And I will be doing interviews with their authors. And I want to thank everybody, and I want to say good night. And Thursday night I'm going to be here with a very good friend of mine, Beth Lane, and we're going to talk about business and psychic and how, and we're going to talk about 2012, because she's very entertaining, she's very lively. You can go to Beth, you can Google Beth Lane and her stuff will come up, and she is a very, very astute lady with a lot of wisdom to expand your life. And anyway, I'm going to say good night and God bless, and check out my website at www.cowboy-wisdom.com, and we'll talk to you later. Good night.